views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. I'm talking to you today from a sunny / foggy Seattle area here on KKMW AM 1150 at Hubbard Radio. You might be listening here in the Seattle area. You might be listening somewhere in Connecticut, Rhode Island, or New York on WBLQ AM 1230, somewhere across the United States on cable radio network through your televisions, or anywhere around the world on Transformation Talk Radio. But wherever you're listening from today, you're going to be glad you tuned in. We have a fascinating story. You know, we talk about all sorts of interesting things on the show. And sometimes when people have these kinds of experiences, they stay in the closet about them. And this woman's coming out with some very important messages. But before we get into that, I want to say hello to my better half here in the studio, Mr. Benny Mathers.
You're already leading the show with a cliffhanger. We want to know. Inquiring minds want to know.
I know. And I'm going to make people wait.
Ooh. So mean.
Yeah.
But crafty.
Yes. And it's burr cold out there right now.
Yeah, a little chippy. A little nippy coming in through the passes.
Yeah, it's snowy in the passes, mm-hmm. and it's sunny and cold here. You know, so we've got some leaves on the trees still. But it's feeling like the holidays are upon us already.
I know, and one of our sister stations has already launched their Christmas music, which is 24/7. Great, good on them. If you need it, go down there.
It's 106.9. Yep. It's one of my favorites. And here's a little bit of trivia for you, Benny, that you might not know.
Oh, is this water cooler stuff?
Like, yes, it's water cooler stuff.
Hey.
Do you know the voices on the warm 106.9 are my brothers?
Wait.
He does the radio IDs for Warm 106.9.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. He's been in the jingle business for decades, really successful in that.
Are
does
you serious?
Jingles and IDs all over the world. Yes. That's my brother Bruce.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so cool. I had no idea.
Yeah, it is.
You've just been holding that a secret all this time?
I have.
Why?
I have, yes.
Is that like a present now? early Christmas present for me?
Yeah.
Well, cool. Well,
yeah. And here in the U.S., we've got Thanksgiving next week. Mm-hmm. And it's always a wonderful time to connect and feel, you know, gratitude for what we've learned, what we've shared, and how we've connected. And I'm so glad that... you know, I'm getting to share with you, the listeners, today, and you're going to be glad you tuned in. I'm going to be talking to Dr. Kathy Forte. She is a clinical psychologist. She's got over 25 years of experience in the mental health care field. She had a near-death experience back in 2003, and it led her to, get this, begin communicating with multidimensional beings and develop a product that utilizes this information from this other realm, which is technology-based, using mathematical algorithms. So a former research statistician and mathematician here loves this concept. And it's embedded with healing codes to allow us to transform in amazing ways. She's the author of the book Fractals of God, A Psychologist's Near-Death Experience and Journey into the Mystical. And she was also one of the authors that addressed death, and you're going to learn why she went down this route, called Freddie Brenner's Mystical Adventures. She offers a weekly blog, Trinfinity and Beyond, and that blog looks at consciousness, spirituality, the cosmos, and universal mysteries. She's an award-winning TV writer and producer, which is another interesting tidbit of her past, and she's now doing it for interdimensional TV web series Stax. I'd like to welcome our guest today, Dr. Kathy Forte. Kathy, welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show.
Thank you, Christine. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's the first time I was introduced as somebody who was coming out of the closet.
Well, you know, when we start to interact with multidimensional beings and we get into details about it, then in a sense, it's like it's like that next stage. And people are ready for it now, Kathy, don't you think?
Yeah. You know, it's even when I wrote my children's book years ago, I don't think people were ready for it. But, you know, now it took a while because I knew this was going to be a full disclosure book. I had to be totally, you know, reveal everything. And, you know, I didn't really want to do that as as a psychologist.
Right.
But I just kept being prompted to do it. So I figured this must be where I'm being led right now. So here I am.
Well, you know, you've had a fascinating journey. You know, you were working in New York on TV production. Is that right? For one of the...
Yeah, I used to work for WCBS News in New York.
Wow. How did you make it from there to here?
Well, you know, I used to work for the old, what used to be called McNeil Lehr Report.
Oh,
long time
I remember watching that.
That's right. I was, you know, I started out as a research assistant for that and, you know, getting the stories together. And, you know, it's funny where life leads you. You never know. And I remember doing a story on the New York City Ronald McDonald House, which had just opened.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was for kids who had cancer. And I landed up quitting my job at CBS and helping to run the house.
Uh-huh.
And then I wrote this book because there was nothing on dying for children.
Mm-hmm.
And I started talking to groups that were therapists. And they kept saying, what are your credentials now?
Uh-huh.
And they thought I was a therapist. And at the time, all I had was, you know, a bachelor's degree.
Uh-huh.
And that prompted me to go back to school and get my master's and then my doctorate. And so it's like you never know where life is going to take you.
Right.
And, you know, I've had these very strange and unusual otherworldly experiences kind of my whole life. But they've all been part of the grand plan, you might say.
Mm-hmm. And one of the most fascinating stories has to do with when you were working at Ronald McDonald House. And something happened to kind of shift your path. It was like the beginning of that shift. Can you share with our listeners what happened?
Well, there wasn't a circumstance that happened. This little girl, her name was Fernanda. She came from Sao Paulo, Brazil. And she didn't speak the language. She was just one of these angelic little beings. And within a few days or within a week's time, I guess it was, suddenly she left the house. I wasn't there at the time. I didn't know. I just figured she had gotten really bad news from Memorial Sloan Kettering Hospital. So
right.
One night I had this dream, and this dream was a very, very, very vivid, profound dream. And I saw myself in this hospital room, and in the bed was Fernanda, this hospital bed, and she was wearing green pajamas. And I'm at the foot of her bed, and this voice behind me is saying, "You need to go see her. You know, you." And I'm thinking, well, I don't speak her language. She speaks Portuguese. And this voice, which I couldn't see who it was basically saying, it doesn't matter. You still need to go see her. And I woke up. Well, I couldn't get rid of this dream. And I didn't know where she was anymore. So I figured, well, I'll call Memorial Sloan Kettering and see if she's actually on the patient roster. And sure enough, she was. She had just gotten a bone marrow transplant operation. So I decided, okay, well, I guess I need to go over there. I have some message for her, which I have no idea what this message is.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, and you know, it's sort of like an actor in a play who hasn't been giving it its lines, and I kind
right.
of stalled and, you know, thinking like, oh, gosh, is she dying? Is there something, you know, what do I have to say to her?
Uh-huh.
And so I just showed up, knocked on the door, and I saw she was in reverse isolation, which meant I had to put on the cap, the gown, the booties, everything, because she had no immunity against germs and so forth. And her mother answers the door, and her mother recognizes me. And she invited me in. She spoke English. And I go in, and there's Fernanda asleep in the bed, just like in my dream, wearing emerald green pajamas.
Wow.
And I think, oh, this is interesting. And so I talked with the mother a little bit, found out that, you know, they had moved to an apartment in New York. They sent for the father and son to see if there was a bone marrow match with their son. It was. So And then she said to me, why did you come here today? And I thought, okay, what do I tell her now? Uh-huh. And I said, well, you know, I kind of had a dream about her, and that's all I said.
Uh-huh.
And then the phone rang, and she picked it up right away, and it was her husband, and she's talking rapidly in Portuguese, and I have no idea what she's saying, but all of a sudden she just breaks out into tears. She's just sobbing, and I thought, oh, my gosh, they must have gotten some really distressing information. Mm-hmm. When she gets off the phone, I said, please tell me, is everything okay? What happened? She said, that was my husband. I told him about you coming today and about that you had a dream to come today.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he had been praying to God for a sign, and since they knew no one in the United States, the sign he asked for was an unexpected visitor, which would say that Fernanda would be okay and come through the operation.
Wow.
And I just sat down and thinking, well, I didn't need to speak her language. I just needed to show up.
Right, right.
You know, this was fairly easy. But I thought of all the master computer pieces that had to be put into place to get me there to be her sign or her family's sign.
Right.
So, you know, I was just in awe at the work of how the universe works in you know, helping us individually.
And you had the courage to show up despite the fact that you didn't really understand the bigger plan.
No.
Yeah.
So believe me, I certainly pay attention to all my dreams after that one.
Right, I bet.
You know, but the ironic thing was, you know, my life was changing around that time, too, and I had asked for a sign that I was on the right path, and I got my sign. So I figured in response for me getting my sign, I had to be somebody else's sign.
Yeah, and that gives me chills. And we want to hear lots more, including about your near-death experience, but we have to go to a quick break. More with Dr. Kathy Forty when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
I think the universe is on my side. Heaven and earth have finally aligned. Days are
Serenity Bliss Holistic Spa is a complete approach to wellness. Serenity Bliss offers integrated therapies for whole body health. From facials to massage, from laser skin treatments to herbal wellness, from chiropractic care to energy healing. We work with teens who want to put their best face forward, adults of all ages who want to maintain that youthful glow, and anyone who wants to enjoy vibrant well-being head to toe. Serenity Bliss Holistic Spa is bringing the European approach to restoring natural beauty and wellness here to the Seattle area. Located on the east side, off the beaten path, yet just minutes from the freeway. If you'd like to experience the joy of relaxation, skincare excellence, and total wellness, then come experience your Serenity Bliss. To learn more or to schedule an appointment, visit SerenityBlissHolisticSpa.com. That's SerenityBlissHolisticSpa.com. Or call 206-229-0086.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
You make me sing ooh, la la la. You make a girl go ooh, I'm in love.
Welcome back to the Christine Epcher Show here on KKNW, WBLQ, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm talking today to Dr. Kathy Forte. And she is the author of Fractals of God, A Psychologist's Near-Death Experience and Journeys into the Mystical. Now, Kathy, you know, you talked about how you were showing up in new ways. You went from a TV producer to, you know, working with people because you wanted to make a difference. So what happened next?
Well, there's a lot of years in between there. But... I eventually landed up in California and was practicing. I had a clinical practice here as a psychologist. One night I was actually leaving work from seeing a number of clients. And as I was walking to my car, I suddenly felt this whoosh-like feeling just move right out of my solar plexus area. And with it came an immediate sense of profound emptiness, and I thought my work on Earth was done. It was just something I never experienced before. I didn't know what it meant, and I thought, well, what if am I getting ready to die? And what if I'm not getting ready to die, and I have to experience, you know, maybe 20, 30, 40, whatever longer life, many years I have left on this planet, like feeling this sense of emptiness. So I went home thinking about this. And I was sitting up, and all of a sudden, as I was pondering this, I suddenly found this spinning vortex in my head, and I was pulled into this tunnel. And I was pulled into this tunnel in a very unusual way, and I was, like, horizontal, feet first, I was, like, propelled through this tunnel, and I could see light at the end of the tunnel. And of course, I'd heard about the tunnel and light, and I thought, oh my God, is this that tunnel? And if it is this tunnel, did I just die?
Right.
And if I died, what did I die of? I certainly wasn't ill or sick or anything of that nature. And, you know, just as fast as all those thoughts are going through your head, you think to yourself, well, if that's the case, there's not much I can do about it now, so let's just go see what it's all about.
Right.
So, but before I could get into this light, I was stopped. I came to almost like a screeching halt. And I just hovered there, and I tried to make myself go into the light, but I couldn't. There was a wall, a block there. And as I thought to myself, well, this is boring, you know? And as I thought this thought, all of this energy poured into me. It was like an implosion of energy. And with it, I was spun back around and sent back through the tunnel as fast as could be, and voices in my head were saying, breathe, Kathy, breathe. And, you know, I'm hearing voices now, and I suddenly find myself back in my physical body, and my whole left side is paralyzed. I cannot move. I'm by myself. And I know with all clarity, even though there's no way I could prove it since it didn't happen in a hospital at the time, I knew that somehow my heart had stopped, and whoever these voices were trying to get me to breathe life back into my physical form. So I just listened. They just were telling me, relax, everything will be okay, you know, and I could feel them trying to reconnect my physical body, and so that I had control back into the left side. And
so we're talking about ethereal doctors, so to speak.
Yes. It's sort of like, it felt like I was hearing like click, click, clicks in my head, like they were realigning me back in place into my body. Yes. So, when this happened, when I physically had control back of my left side, you know, there was a real pressure in my chest, and I thought, oh my gosh, now I have to see a cardiologist. And they really said, it's okay, you'll be all right. But within 24 hours after coming back, I was suddenly obsessed with quantum physics. So I was getting up every night to research information on the web that was going through my head, and I couldn't sleep until I got answers.
So I love this, Kathy. So there you've experienced what may have been a heart attack, what may have been a stroke, you know, whatever it was, and you're getting on the internet instead of researching your potential medical conditions.
Yeah,
You were researching quantum physics. I love this.
Because basically they were just saying it's okay. But on the internet, this was happening night after night, and they were correcting things I was reading as if, you know, well, that's as far as your race has gotten so far in their understanding of science and physics and so forth. And it was going on night after night, and I had to see clients the next morning. Uh-huh. And but yet I wasn't tired, which was the very strange thing about it, especially after all this I had just happened to me.
Right.
So this is going on for like about a week, and I contacted a very medical intuitive friend of mine, and you know, he'd worked with me with clients in the past that were very difficult clients, and he, with the client's permission, he could go behind the scenes and without knowing anything about the client, which he never wanted to know anything about the client, he'd see what was really happening from a soul's perspective. And so I just called him one day and I said, I just want you to kind of take a look behind the scenes, see what's happening with me. And he took a long time, like he was reading like this long book, and he comes back and he goes, well, he says, you almost died. He says, but the very strange thing, he said, is, you've got a whole new set of guides. Your old ones left, and that was that whoosh feeling coming out of my solar plexus.
Oh,
you know,
how
goodbye, all my old good guidance friends.
So you were on some level aware that your guides, your invisible support, so to speak, had disappeared.
Yes, but I didn't know they had disappeared. All I know is that when they disappeared, they left. There was a great emptiness, like you'd lost all your friends.
Right.
It was very strange, and I never read anything anywhere, people being able to articulate that experience. I didn't know why they had all left. He says, but now you have a whole new set of guides. He said, they're very technologically oriented, very almost geeky, and I'm like, well, what do they want?
Uh-huh.
And he says, well, basically this was a soul contract, and he says that they say you've been sent back to... you're going to invent or it looks like some type of medical device. He said, I you know, they're showing me pictures, and I laughed and I said, I don't know anything about inventing medical devices or electronics or tech, you know, that stuff. And he says, well, they're showing me this is what you're going to be doing, and that they will lead you to the right people that will be instrumental in this process. And I kind of laughed, thinking like, oh boy, he's been really accurate up till now, but this is just so far in left field. I don't see this happening.
Right.
But it did. You know, it was sort of like the magnificent obsession that wouldn't let go of you. And until I finally, you know, I resisted it for a bit, and but I just kept being pushed back to this. And then I thought maybe I needed other people to do this for me. And every time I tried to get someone else to, you know, to do this for me, whatever this device was that they said I needed to do, I would just, unbelievable obstacles until I finally said, okay, what do you want? And they said, we want you to do this yourself, not somebody else, not somebody else's energy, not somebody else's knowledge. Uh-huh. You have the knowledge all within you now to do this. And
instead of choosing like a physicist or somebody who, you know, might have been more technologically oriented, they chose you.
Absolutely. And, you know, once I agreed to this, you know, I was learning that everything was about math. And I'm thinking, oh, is this some cosmic joke? Math was my worst subject in school. And you're asking me to do a math-related project that deals with a medical device or a healing device. I want to backtrack and not say a medical device, because that's the way the medical intuitive, he looked at, he in his words, but some type of healing device, because he told me, they're saying that this healing device will change people's perceptions about healing.
Huh.
And at the time, you know, when he first told me that, I didn't really understand what that meant. Well, my guides, really, this new set of guides, were telling me that everything in the universe has a mathematical signature to it. Our DNA is mathematically coded. Uh-huh. We need to speak to it a language it understands, which is math. So they started to say everything out there, whether it be vitamin C, joy, love, you know, cabbage or whatever has a mathematical signature. You can give that mathematical signature to the person, and it will be almost as if they're actually taking the substance.
Right.
You know,
right.
The body will read it like this master computer.
That's fascinating. And, you know, from my perspective, with some of the things that I have co-created, there's a lot of geometry involved. And, mm-hmm. you know, I am a former mathematician, statistician, and so I see things in terms of the geometry, and I do believe it's all mathematically oriented. And so this is like speaking my language. It's really exciting to get validation of this.
Well, I wondered why they didn't pick somebody like maybe you, who was understood math and so forth like that. And then later I kind of find out, you know, it wasn't the most flattering thing, is they picked me because I was a math dummy.
Oh, and so you didn't have preconceived notions.
Because I had no preconceptions.
Yes. And it's funny, too, because for me, with the activations that came through me, they have sacred geometry. And I knew nothing about sacred geometry. And, in fact, because I was in this experimental math program that had to move, you know, between 9th and 10th grade, I missed plane geometry. I went directly to trigonometry. So I was missing the piece that has actually become a part of my business. So maybe I was a math dummy with geometry, and that's why they picked me for that. Well, I absolutely love this, Kathy, and I'm fascinated to find out more about the mathematics and how this, you know, it has to do with fractals and what effect this device can have on people. But we have to go to another quick break. More about this fascinating subject, Fractals of God, with Dr. Kathy Forty in a few moments.
What does it mean to be healthy? For each of us, it means something a little different. Discover the art of herbal medicine, a natural way to help our bodies respond better to the modern-day stress and toxicity of our everyday lives. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness in Kirkland can help you choose the herbs that are right for your body. Find your herbal solutions for common health issues at urbanwellness.com. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. Have you ever noticed that this reality doesn't actually work in a way that helps you thrive? I'm thrilled to announce that one of my good friends and colleagues, Dr. Glenna Rice, is bringing the incredible world of Access Consciousness to Seattle this December. You can register and learn more for the course that's coming up on December 4th by visiting drglennaevents.com. And when you're there, you're also going to find another event coming up in January that Gary Douglas is doing himself. So register now and wonder no more.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolve, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
What if we really didn't have to die to go to heaven? Are you curious about the afterlife or rebirth? The highly anticipated new book from author Dr. Susan Allison, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, is available now. Find out how to find guidance and healing in the spirit realms. Order the book today and put it on your must-read list for 2016. Visit drsusanallison.com to learn more.
The new era of financial planning is upon us, where it is just as important to focus on your inner wealth game as it is your outer wealth game. Would you like to be in the forefront of this new groundbreaking financial movement? Lynn Brown, award-winning financial planner, energy coach, and international radio host, will share real, actionable money wisdom infused with empowering tips, fear-busting exercises, and money-growing magnetism. Are you ready to create your fully financially healthy life? Join Lynn for this free 2-hour full-spectrum financial planning workshop in Bellevue, Washington on January 12th from 6 to 8 p.m. Register by January 5th as space is limited and will fill up fast. Call in today at 425-372-4749. That's 425-372-4749. Light food and beverages will be included. See you there.
Welcome back to the Christine Epchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with Dr. Kathy Forty, and she has had some fascinating experiences with otherworldly beings, however you want to call it, whatever you want to call them, who have given her information, mathematical information, quantum physics information, to help create a healing device. Now, Kathy, before the break, we just started to talk about the mathematics associated with everything that exists, you know, from I think you mentioned cabbage, I mean, our DNA. What is it about the mathematics that makes it helpful for us to know in order to heal?
Well, it's the language. There's a language of information within ourselves, the consciousness of ourselves, that it contains this stuff. So if you give it information, instructions of what to do, which is what we call an algorithm. An algorithm, mm-hmm. to somebody else would be like a recipe.
Right.
Put in a teaspoon of this, you know, a half a teaspoon of that, a cup of that, whatever. And if you follow all the directions, you get the final outcome.
Right.
And that's kind of what algorithms are. And that's what my introduction was first to algorithms. It took me 5 years to actually develop what was then later called the Trinfinity 8 system. But the first thing, it took a whole year to bring down thousands of different mathematical algorithms for different substances and concepts and emotions and you name it. So I just sat really down with pencil and paper and listened to what they were telling me. And of course, you know, you're sitting on this and writing down numbers, series of numbers for certain things, and you think this has got to be close to insanity.
Uh-huh.
You know, don't tell my friends I'm doing this because they'll be very concerned. So, and I had no idea if any of this would work, but they were telling me that once these series of formulaic algorithms were put into a computer-based system. They could be transcribed into binary code, zeros
uh-huh.
and ones,
sure.
which is, you know, the language of the universe.
Right.
If we're trying to send information to another planet about how far we've gotten on this planet, we can send it up in binary code, and they'll understand it.
Yeah, and for those who aren't aware of this, you know, all computer information ultimately gets put down into the binary, the 0-1 code.
Yeah. The zeros and ones, you know. And so that was the first step. Okay, I thought, well, maybe that's it, you know, what I do. But then they introduced me to this to the science of fractals.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I hadn't really heard much about fractals, but these needed to be animated fractals that were filled with, you know, sacred geometry equations as well,
uh-huh.
and, you know, dealt with color as well as color therapy. And basically, a fractal is sort of like those Russian matryoshka dolls, a doll within a doll within a doll
right.
to infinity. And, you know, all parts contain the whole, but with slight differences.
Okay,
but
so
can
you give us an example? Like, can you talk about, like, a tree branch? Because that's for me, that's one of the most visual ones that, that helps me to understand the concept of fractals.
Well, you know, trees, well, especially with trees that are healthy, they divide into almost branches that have fractal patterns to them. You know, and if a tree is diseased, I discovered that the fractal nature starts to go kind of chaotic.
Interesting.
In it. And bronchial tubes, if you look at, you know, the bronchi inside the body, it's very fractal looking. Our bone structure, you know, ram's heads, even fractals on like butterflies and other animals. Take a cabbage, which I just happened to talk about before.
Right.
If you cut inside the cabbage, it has a fractal pattern of the layers and
so,
everything.
So you're seeing that the same pattern, but it gets smaller and smaller and smaller, right?
Yes. So if you zoom into any one particular part in the picture, you might say, you'll see the same pattern. So, but what they were telling me is it's not just pretty pictures. They were telling me that the fractals have a really special purpose when you couple them with mathematical codes. What it does is because it zooms in and zooms in and zooms in, it amplifies the information that you play along with it. So they said, we want you to play the algorithms behind, like, you know, like parallel, right alongside these fractals, because it'll strengthen the information of these algorithms coming through.
Uh-huh.
So I thought, okay, I guess I can do that. But then they told me, oh, then you have to add sounds, specific sounds that set up a resonance in the body so that this information codes that are coming through, it's more conducive. Okay, but that wasn't hard for me because I already understood about sound and healing.
Uh-huh.
So I incorporated that in, and then I'm thinking, like, well, how is this delivered if it's in a computer system?
Right.
You know? And then they started to show me pictures of Superman in the Fortress of Solitude downloading those huge information crystals about his race,
uh-huh.
you know, the past, the future, and so forth. And I thought, crystals?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and basically I thought, well, that's strange. How are you going to connect a crystal into a computer?
Right.
And so through a series of events, they said I couldn't go to a New Age store, basically, and find these crystals. I had to grow them. And it takes like a month to grow each of these crystals, so they're perfectly clear.
I had
they're
no
like
idea
rods, wands.
You could grow crystals yourself.
Yes, you can grow crystals in an autoclave. It took me 6 months to find someone in the world that would grow them for me.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you add in a seed crystal, and you add silicon dioxide, and slowly over a month's time, it grows it, and then they polish it.
Uh-huh.
And it had to be double terminated, they said.
Right.
So when it's grown in a lab, it is so super clear, the crystal, it looks like glass.
Okay.
So they said that was important so information wouldn't get trapped into the crystal. It could take it and immediately let go of it, release it, because each end would be what they call double terminated, meaning pointy
right.
at each
right.
end.
Yeah.
So, you know, through a series of ways of connecting it with handles and rods and cables, we got that so it would plug into a USB port. So the program, all the information coming to the person could be gone through these crystals, which you hold in your hand or place on your body,
uh-huh.
or so forth. So there was, and the last thing, which I, you know, was really important, they said that they were infusing intent into this device, that
mm-hmm.
and that if a person came in with an intent, meaning I am open to healing or something like that,
uh-huh.
or asking their own guidance for help in the interaction process, that would be made even stronger.
Wow.
So there were so many different steps and components to this, you know, the algorithms, the fractals, the sacred geometry, the sound, the crystals, you know, it's sort of like, you know, this is the quickest way, making software programs, I think, is the quickest way to insanity. I totally understand now.
Okay, so I'm fascinated by this concept of the algorithms for different things. Why is it that you need to have algorithms for certain things in order to, I mean, I understand this fractal nature of like magnifying it, but what are these codes relating to within this machine?
Well, it's specific information. Let's say I'm taking an algorithm from vitamin C.
Uh-huh.
And the vitamin C algorithm will be used just like vitamin C and nothing else in the body.
Oh, wow.
So it's the very specific algorithms, not just, help heal my broken arm. Within each of the different programs which went into the device, each of those programs may have hundreds of different algorithms behind. Something that maybe helps with tissue repair, something that helps with inflammation and swelling,
right.
Something that helps with connecting with one's true spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so basically they were showing me they wanted algorithms in there that would cover the different areas of physical problems, emotional release problems, spiritual attunement things, energetic ones, and also anti-aging. You know, they didn't call it anti-aging,
sure.
But, you know, it was basically to rejuvenate the system, to reset it to a point where it slows down the aging process.
Fascinating. And, you know, I'm also curious about the use of the fractals. And you were saying before that if a tree is not healthy, the fractal nature is breaking down. Is that true about us as humans when we have some physical issue, some emotional issue that somehow... Our fractals aren't behaving properly?
Well, that's why I call the book Fractals of God, because I figure if we were all in the image of God, and God, we are a fractal. I mean, we're all like little arms of God. We are God. You know, I know some people may have problems with that, but, you know, we are divine in nature as well.
But if you talk about divinity in terms of science, mathematics, geometry, then there are probably a lot of people out there who wouldn't be necessarily offended by the use of God.
No. You know, it's just that we're all connected is a better word. We are all connected to Source, to the Godhead, you know, and being all connected, we are all fractals of that. You know, and the only reason I noticed that about trees is that one day outside my, I was looking at a tree that just, was having a problem. It was really starting to look kind of weak and spindly and chaotic. And so one day I walked out there thinking like, oh, well, maybe I can send some good energy to it. And immediately I felt a drowning nature of the tree, knowing that there was some type of water leak main underneath the thing, which obviously I couldn't touch.
Right.
And you know, I started to look at other patterns, and the trees that were the healthiest had the most fractal patterns that were more precise.
Yes.
You know, more uniform in nature.
Right.
And so this was just my own observation.
Yeah, I've heard that one of the reasons why we age the way we do is kind of like our cells are making copies of copies of copies as opposed to, and so there's like it's not like the perfect fractals in nature. It's kind of like bad photocopies that eventually look kind of off, you know, from the original creation.
Yeah, it's, if you look at DNA telomere repair, they get shorter. Our telomeres get shorter over time. They don't regenerate. It's sort of like those little the ends of your shoelace, you know, that gets it from unraveling the coating, plastic coating on it and so forth. It's in essence unraveling and getting shorter over time.
Yes.
So the idea was, can we send information to the cells, to the DNA, to think that it's still 20 years old and start doing things that, you know, bouncing back like a 20-year-old.
Right.
It's when I get sick these days, which is not very often, I get over it so quickly, and I'm still. Most people say I look 20 years younger than I am, and I've never had any work, even though I live in the reconstructive facelift capital of the world, just about, you know, Los Angeles area.
Right. Yeah.
And but all of this can be done energetically,
mm-hmm.
and that was the whole thing, is to give that information to the body. And you know, I'm wondering, well, why now? And they said, well, you know, it's not like this device is there to cure people, because only people can cure themselves.
Mm-hmm.
No devices out there can say, and if anyone tells you my device cures you, then you should run from that.
Sure.
Because only you can cure yourself. But what it does is it shifts you into a more conducive, higher vibrational state where then all healing is possible.
Yes.
And you can then do the work that you were inherently given the ability to do and heal.
Yes.
Now, of course, we all have our healing problems. For some of them are wonderful life lessons that mm-hmm. propel us into looking at our life and what's important differently. You know, if we never had any of these challenging things, we'd probably never grow.
Right.
But everyone's different.
Yes. We have to go to another quick break, but more with Dr. Kathy Forty in a few moments.
Realize that your warmth is crashing down on in. Take time to realize
that I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Have you been seeing numbers like 111 and 222 everywhere you go? Do you feel that the universe may be trying to get your attention, perhaps offering a message of some sort? As it turns out, numerical patterns and certain types of geometry form the very fabric of our reality, from cells under a microscope to the astronomy of our night sky. At Stellar Reflections, we offer special sessions which tap into these patterns, designed specifically to support you on your journey. The 111 and 222 activations are sessions activating new patterns in your energy field, which in turn can help you create new patterns in your life. After just one session with a practitioner, either in person or via distance, clients report gaining greater clarity, becoming more intuitive, and honoring their inner truth as they move forward in their lives. Curious about what these transformational sessions might do for you? Call 425-999-9836 or visit StellarReflections.com. That's StellarReflections.com.
But I can't spell it out for you. No, it's never gonna be that simple. No, I can't spell it out for you.
Welcome back. We're here talking to Dr. Kathy Forty. And Kathy, before we get engaged in a more fascinating conversation, please share with our listeners how they can connect with you, how they can learn more about this device.
You can always go to our website, www.trinfinity8.com. That's T-R-I-N-F-I-N-I-T-Y and the number 8.com. Or you can just Google Kathy Forty. I'm sure I'll come up on there.
F-O-R-T-I, yes.
F-O-R-T-I. And there's a lot of information on not only research, on how different people are using it. You know, our practitioners across the country, if somebody wanted to go to a practitioner and get treatments and so forth like that, or if they're, you know, they're maybe a practitioner themselves or so might be interested in adding this tool to their practice, all that information is on our website, and or you can also email us at info@trinfinity8.com.
Okay, great. Now, you jumped through all these hoops, you know, downloading all these algorithms, figuring out the fractals that you needed to sort of create and the sounds. How has this device helped people?
Well, it's been I unveiled this device in 2009. And in that time, I had no idea if any of this stuff would work. It was a pure thing in trust. And so I just put it out there in the community, let people try a lot of times for free. And I was getting back some pretty amazing stuff. And so, you know, people were asking me, how can I use this device in my practice? Some of them, people just buy it for themselves or their family, and some for their practice. But I'm amazed always at the time, because some people have had conditions that, you know, medical establishment has kind of given up on, and it may have been the only thing that turned them around to help release emotional stuff that was blocking them from actually getting better. Because as a therapist, we all know that there's emotional blockages there, and we have to sometimes get rid of that, and no matter all the best medicine or whatever in the world can't get through if there's some really deep-seated emotional issues.
So, yeah, or even if it works, it doesn't last because they're repeating
that
sort of inner program, yes.
Right. I'd also suggest, you know, if possible, reading the book Fractals of God. I really do talk about a lot of how it's used differently on different types of situations. One of the things that we also have some oils that we put out that we infuse our algorithms into essential oils. And some things like, let's say, behind every illness is usually inflammation.
Uh-huh.
It's an inflammatory response.
Right.
And, you know, that is one of the best things Trinfinity 8 addresses immediately, is reducing inflammation in the body, so that the body can then start, you know, the reparative process. So that's almost a given. I can almost guarantee people that it can get rid of inflammation in the body. You know, we don't put any guarantees on anything else, but that one I can certainly take to the bank, because that's behind pain and everything else.
Sure, sure. And in fact, the more I read about, you know, various types of chronic illnesses, the more they're discovering, it seems, that almost all of these diseases have inflammation as an underlying cause.
Exactly. Exactly. So if you remove that initial irritant, you know, then it's really interesting to see how fast the body can start to go to work.
Yeah, and the image that comes to mind when you talk about releasing that irritant, it's kind of like if you've got a splinter in your finger, it heals a lot faster if you can get it out first.
Exactly. And, you know, the first time we did put it out, we just put it out at this group of subtle energy conference researchers, and I just said, you know, use it anyway, and then they got on the device, and people were coming and dragging people from everywhere, because these people could see the auric fields around the people that were on the device, and they're saying, like, oh, my God, we're seeing this sharding coming out of the body. What is this? And I would look over, and we would be playing a program that was said, you know, release emotional blockages. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. Comes out in sharding. And another one was saying, I'm seeing this plumping of energy. And I'd look over, and there was the program Balance Energy Centers. So we knew something was going on. And, of course, we've done a lot of testing. Our testing is on our website. But we also found they used it to test on using human placenta liquid DNA testing, and found that it had a very strong correlation with the DNA's ability to repair itself.
That's exciting.
This particular program, we used.
That's very exciting. Just quickly, do you have a good sense of who these beings are who are behind this?
Oh, yes, absolutely. You know, I don't resonate with names or anything like that, because that was never important. But they told me, they referred to themselves as the founders. They said they came from the eighth dimension and beyond, so which was a service of a dimension of pure service to humanity and the cosmos, and that they came and helped whenever we were in as human beings in an evolutionary cycle, a critical point, which is where we are right now. Apparently it happens every 26,000 years, and this is where we are at the moment. And although they can't interfere with things, they can see down things that will help us through this process. And that's why so much technology has been coming down right now, all these different energetic things and so forth. So I know, you know, I'm not the only one.
And you actually specifically asked to be of service, didn't you, Kathy?
Yes, I just didn't know what I was getting myself into.
Well, I'm so fascinated by this, and I'm so grateful you joined us here today. Thank you so much, Kathy, for joining us.
Thank you.
And again, her book is called Fractals of God: A Psychologist's Near-Death Experience and Journeys into the Mystical. And I want to thank you, the listener, for joining us here today. If you're here in the U.S. listening to this live, happy Thanksgiving to you. I look forward to talking to everybody again really soon. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com. Talkradio.com.